As in all computer languages, the operators in C are either unary operators or binary operators. Unary operators like negate to give back the negative version of a number, say. Binary operators are the usual ones for arithmetic and such others, but there is an exception. It's quite interesting. There is a ternary operator, one that has three operands. Therefore, there's two symbols that make up that operator, the question mark and the colon. Sometimes it's called the conditional operator because it pretty much behaves like an if-else. So if you look at the example here, it says max equals, and then that first portion, that first operand which precedes the question mark, is the condition. X greater than Y. If that is true, then the next operand is the value that is returned from this expression, X. Otherwise, if it's not true, then Y is returned. So this is pretty much logically the same as if X is greater than Y, max equals X, else max equals Y. However, it's a more compact statement. I'll admit that you might find it a little cryptic at first, but it also is likely to generate less code. And so again, when you are in situations where efficiency really matters, then this is the thing to do. There are also other times when you want to have an expression which returns a value or another, but it's embedded within another expression. Therefore, you really can't use the if-else in that situation. And so that is when this ternary operator is very handy.